NBA previews continuing today, and we are focusing in on the Golden State Warriors. Cyrus Sotsis is with us today from the Golden Days Pod. Cyrus, how are we doing today?
We're doing good, brother. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Appreciate you taking the time to chat with us again here this year. And before we kind of get into, you know, the preview, I always like to do a little review as well, going back to last year and kind of, you know, the Warriors, you know, finding their, you know, the trade they needed to make to put themselves in a better position. So just take us through that year a little bit, just, you know, shorthand version of what the year looked like to you.
I mean, covering Golden State Warriors basketball is exhausting. There's no way to spin that. And I'm not complaining about my job, but it is a job. When it comes to this team, because of all the transactions, because of all the huge personalities, I mean, even the head coach is in a lot of ways a star himself, right? I mean, he's very notorious, and I mean, he's a speaker at a presidential convention, right? I mean, so last year was a cluster F-bomb is the best way I can describe how that year went. In case folks forgot, Dennis Schroeder was on this team for a brief moment. Mm-hmm. They started the season with D'Anthony Melton as their starting two guard. Side note, he's back, but he's not healthy yet. He's not clear. He will be hopefully by December. But last year was the fact that the Warriors, despite all the movement, all the chatter, all the drama, it's incredible that they still made it to the Western Conference semifinals. And to me, as someone who's been covering this team professionally for 25 years now, it all comes down to one individual in terms of who can make this into a repeat title contender. That is Stephen Curry. Mm-hmm. He epitomizes greatness, and the Warriors still have him for year 17. And as long as you have Steph, you're relevant.
Right. Well, you know, the offseason here was pretty interesting too. Jonathan Kuminga was holding everything up in terms of, you know, them able to, you know, make the moves that they had already kind of agreed to. Eventually, he agrees to a 2-year, $48.5 million contract, and then it allowed Seth Curry, Al Horford to, you know, agree to new deals there, D'Anthony Melton as well. I guess tell me a bit about, you know, just kind of, you know, this, the Kuminga situation, how that held everything up, and then how you see this maybe, you know, playing out this year.
Yeah, and Al Horford's another name, right, that they picked up, and that might have been the sexiest name, if you will. It was the one free agent signing where they went above the veteran minimum, giving him the taxpayer mid-level exception. I'm very bullish on this Warriors team, and I try to keep it very real in terms of my opinions on this team. Like, if I don't like what I see, I will happily express that, and I do that routinely on my program, Golden Days. This year, I'm very bullish. I feel great about this team. The Jonathan Kuminga standoff was very unfortunate. Side note for anyone who covers this team for a living, that it was literally torture, because for 3 months there was no activity of any kind. And so for a content creator covering that team, I became literally an expert on the NBA salary cap. I could answer pretty much any question you have now. Anybody who covers the team extensively had to become an expert on literally every little rule that was affecting this team and this negotiation, which was a standoff. But the Warriors did have these other players and these pieces locked in at some point. We don't know the details in terms of these unwritten, you know, verbal agreements that they made, but they had all these veterans pretty much set in stone early in the offseason. They just couldn't make it official because of this Jonathan Kuminga situation. Even Mike Dunleavy Jr. himself. Are we still there?
Yep, still here.
Oh, sorry, I don't know what that noise was. Anyway, so but I was going to say, so Mike Dunleavy Jr. Himself said in hindsight, he will not, if he ever finds himself in this situation again, he's going to handle it very differently. He did admit that. It wasn't fun for anyone, but look, Kuminga, even though it wasn't the deal he was seeking, he's nearly $25 million richer this year, and you see the result of financial security on an individual. Like, I'm not a big body language doctor, but with Jonathan Kuminga, no one has ever seen him this happy, like publicly, and he's smiling, and maybe the most important part is, he, unlike previous years where he was playing for a contract, no one brings that up, right? In terms of the psychology of a young player, like, he was not, his future was very uncertain. And with each of those seasons passing, he had to worry about scoring and statistics as much as helping his team, because again, he was fighting for his next contract. This, I know the preseason, it's interesting to each individual depending on how you interpret it. I take a lot away from the preseason, and what I'm seeing with the Golden State Warriors right now is a Jonathan Kuminga who's bought in, meaning he's happy, he sees himself either as a long-term Warrior, or at least he sees his future pretty much set in terms of contracts and financial security. And for this season, he, especially with his relationships to Stephen Curry and Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler being very strong and positive, that's one of the news items that came out this offseason that was an uncertainty in this until this point. How do the veterans feel about Jonathan Kuminga? We now know the veterans love him, and he's paying back that respect by buying all in on winning a championship, and you see that in his preseason play. He's facilitating his assist numbers. I don't know if you're paying attention to that. They're actually very high, largely because he's trying to get his teammates involved. And so that is the reality of the Warriors currently, is they have a young Jonathan Kuminga who's playing almost like an Andre Iguodala role as opposed to him trying to be the takeover, like Kobe Bryant type scorer. He is bought in. They have a very deep team. The one variable that's going to be the wild card this season is health, and that's the, you know, when your team this old, it goes without question. But if they can stay healthy, this is a team that's going to be a legitimate, not someone that we're just speaking about hypothetically as a, you know, as a maybe that, you know, we kind of turn a side eye to. This is a very legitimate title contender, and I think they're going to make some noise this year.
Yeah, talking here with Cyrus Tsatsos again, Golden Days Pod, Golden State Warriors NBA preview. The big trade that I was alluding to earlier, Jimmy Butler, of course, coming over from the Heat, and then they just really take off from there. And you don't see that a lot, you know, mid-season trades where it immediately kind of just works together. But now they're in a full year. They've had an offseason to kind of, you know, Steve Kerr and the staff to work things out. How much better do you think, I mean, just the familiarity of one another can help this thing out a little bit?
Big time. That is a case in point. A week before training camp formally started, the Jonathan Kuminga standoff was still in effect, and so the players couldn't officially get together for any organized basketball activities using the Warriors facilities. Like, nothing could have been official. So a week before training camp formally started, Jimmy Butler held a private players only camp at his residence in San Diego County. I don't know where exactly in that area his home is, but from the testimonies of the players, it was a lavish experience. Draymond Green who's LeBron James's buddy, so when he's talking about wine, you always want to kind of pay close attention to that, because LeBron James is a savant in the wine industry, and Draymond Green is, again, his buddy. So if LeBron likes it, so will Draymond Green. And Draymond Green could not shut up about Jimmy Butler's wine collection. Point is, like, these kinds of events, they spent a week, and I'm talking to everybody, like even the role players like Guy Santos, Trace Jackson Davis, they all spent a week at Jimmy Butler's house, like, apparently being lavish, being spoiled, and playing basketball in the process. And that was a very strong camaraderie building experience for this team that always under Steve Kerr has valued chemistry and has valued the cohesiveness of a team ethos, if you will. So the Jimmy Butler addition has been huge. We can't pretend that him turning 36 this year isn't a thing, but we're also seeing with the advancements of medicine, technology, these players going longer than they used to. And Jimmy Butler feels great about the situation. He also had one of his infamous practices, if you will. I mean, the notorious one was when he was with Minnesota and basically sent the team a strong message. Google that story if you're unfamiliar with it. He had a practice apparently like that this last Friday with the team, and it really blew his teammates away. They were impressed with how serious he took that practice, treating it like an in-game situation. He did unfortunately sprain his ankle that same practice, but the point is, the Jimmy Butler experience has been incredible. And Steve Kerr seems a lot more open-minded and willing to play Butler and Kuminga together. Both those players say, we can do it together. Spacing is not an issue. Steve Kerr did not share that sentiment, at least last season. He seems more open-minded about it this season.
Yeah, great. When it comes to this team realizing their potential, realizing their ceiling, you know, obviously health is number one. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about, anybody else or anything else that will be important for this team?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's quite a few things. For starters, this Warriors team has not one but two stretch fives. And Steve Kerr admitted ignorance when it comes to the value of having a stretch five, a big who can shoot threes, and that's becoming a more prevalent thing in the NBA. But for the Golden State Warriors, they didn't have that until they drafted Quinton Post a season ago, and Quinton Post really bulked up this offseason. He's an older rookie. I think he's 25 now. So they have Quinton Post and Al Horford, and the Horford piece particularly is intriguing and fascinating because of what he's going to allow other players to do with the spacing he provides. And size is not something that's been a strength of the Warriors. But the other thing to keep an eye on, and this is more lighthearted, but it's also very legitimate in terms of how serious an impact this could have on the NBA, are the Curry brothers being together. Seth Curry was, as you mentioned, a signing by this team. He's not going to be active until mid-November because technically they can't formally sign him once training camp ends until mid-November to circumvent the second apron of the salary cap. The Warriors are hard capped at the second apron with the Al Horford signing, so they can't go above $207 million, and they can't stay under that until unless Seth Curry signs a month from now, essentially. So when he does show up in mid-November, you're going to see the Curry brothers in that backcourt together, and you're going to see them playing together. And I know Seth, talent-wise, accomplishment-wise, is nowhere near his brother, but make no mistake, the tenacity, the will to win, that is a Curry trait, and the Warriors now have two of those. I am personally elated to see them on the court together. Seth Curry, to me, is a very underrated player in general, and I think that's largely to do with his size. He's also been on a lot of very bad basketball teams, so what he brings to the table has been grossly underrated, in my opinion. But I'm very, very excited to see the Curry brothers in action this season. And I'm telling you, folks, everyone listening, watch out for the Warriors. They're going to make noise this year, and I really do believe they can win the title if they stay healthy.
Cyrus Tatsas again, Golden Days Pod, Golden State Warriors NBA preview today. Cyrus, really appreciate you joining us again this year, and enjoy the season, all right?
Thanks, man. Always a pleasure. I look forward to coming on next year.